This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
True story of fake news. How mainstream media manipulates millions.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Melody in New Jersey, then Salvador. Thanks for holding. Melody, you're on the air with Mark Dice. The new book, The True Story of Fake News, at InfoWarsStore.com. And I know you all know all about it. I can tell you in the book. I learned a lot. Get the book. Give it to people. Or give it to the library. It's information war. Every person you reach is incredible. Changes the whole paradigm. Melody, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I'm just so glad to get through. And I have a couple points I just want to say. I do have a question for Mark, if I could just get these out. First, I want to just give a shout-out to the Ron Gibson channel on YouTube. They broadcast your show all day, every day. You have a bunch of patriots over there, thousands of subscribers, and just I really want to give them a shout-out. They deserve it.
Sure, everybody, it's free my show. Knock yourselves out. Great job. Go ahead.
If you could also, you were talking about bumper music, Declaration Day by Iced Earth is a phenomenal, powerful song. If you could ask Dr. Group to make some kind of artery declogger, you know, to clean out the plaque maybe with grapes or something, because you guys are so innovative with your products. I mean, there's an idea that maybe if you didn't have it already.
Well, they say that vodka is what does that. I mean, the thing that keeps you clogging your arteries is alcohol that eats your liver. So it's kind of a catch-22. But, yeah, we'll look into that. You know, all of our new products, the real red pill, it is good for cholesterol and a lot of other things. But that's a great point. Thank you so much. Melo, D, do you have a question for Mark Dice?
One other point. I wanted to ask your permission for really quick. I'm a musician in a band, and I want to write a song. And I want to take the song, the cover of The Rolling Stone by Dr. Hook, and I want to change it to They're Gonna Kill Alex Jones. But I wanted to ask your permission.
Oh, that's a good luck song. Let me just say this, sir. You don't need my permission. It's fair use. I'm a public figure to use my name or do whatever. You just can't take the works we do and claim you own them. Do you have a question for Mark Dice?
Yes, I do. I wanted to ask Mark, will you ever come out to the East Coast to do a video?
Okay, great question. Thank you, Melo D. I got to go to Salvador. Will you ever come out to the East Coast?
He's talking about my man on the street interviews.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it would be interesting to test to see how people out there would react versus the, you know, Southern California beach zombies. But I don't know if I have any, you know, national tour booked just yet. So
I'm all right, good answer. Salvador in San Diego. Last caller from Mark Dice. Go ahead. Hello, Salvador. All right, Salvador may have held a little too long. Mark, in the last 2 minutes. Okay, go ahead, Salvador.
Yes, how you guys doing?
Good.
Well, I'm calling from San Diego. I've seen the videos of Mark Dice, you know, the Oceanside Pier, I believe.
Yep.
If I'm right. But yes. I just hope that material like this, like the book that you wrote, can be translated into Spanish. Because I believe there needs to be an outreach to the immigrant community here.
I totally agree. Spanish is probably the biggest language in the world now, other than English or Chinese. It's one of the big three. We all need to have, because I found people who speak Spanish is one of the most awake, hungry groups out there. That's a great point. Mark Dice?
They're very family oriented as well. They're very traditional, very conservative. Obviously, there's some issues that some of them have with Trump's immigration policy, but they're fantastic people. And I hope people will check out the book. It's a lot more serious of a side than a lot of my videos. And it's really the entire history of fake news, which goes beyond, just in the last year. I mean, it's hundreds of years old and a lot of examples of the power of propaganda, the building mountains out of molehills, how the media functions, the mechanisms at work, some of these organizations that are working behind the scenes. And so, you know, I always enjoy coming on with you, Alex, because people can kind of see a more serious side to me.
Yeah, you're doing great. All your videos are great. Salvador, anything else?
Yes. Like I said, I mean, I was just down there in Baja, and I can't believe we were talking about the Alex Jones channel in Baja, in the Baja bar. But yes, I mean, hopefully we can do an outreach to those people, because I believe we're one of the most exploited communities when it comes to Democrats.
Absolutely, Salvador. We need to do it. God bless you. Mark Dice, we'll have you back soon. Have a great Christmas with your family. Coming up is the one, the only, John Rappaport, nomorefakenews.com. All right, shotgun. But Aaron's been holding so long, along with Cayenne, or Kenyon. I'm going to go to both of you after this. Thank you, Mark Dice. heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza. Found it, Public Enemy number one.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news. Coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
Resistance base number one, ladies and gentlemen, outside the White House. This is it. We're a ragtag band, but we carry the light in the dark of the night. And that's what the season is all about, isn't it? They're never going to stop the fires of liberty. Burn, baby, burn. Crank it up for a minute. Yeah, there's nothing going to stop it, all you parasites. Since I set my eyes on you. Oh, baby, it's true. All right. We've got John Rapoport about to take over, but I literally have these callers hold for hours. So Aaron's getting a free T-shirt or whatever they want, you know, a bottle of Rainforce X2. I don't care. So is Kenyon in Ohio. I'm going to finish these two callers, and then I'm going to eject without taking too much time from John Rapoport, who joins us every few weeks in the fourth hour. And we are lining up some stuff as soon as we get all the bureaucracy going to get him a crew where he is on the East Coast, start doing weekly reports, and he's a great investigative journalist, his whole background. So that's coming up, nomorefakenews.com. But Aaron in New Mexico, thanks for holding. I have a rule, if somebody holds over an hour, they're going to get something from InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you, Aaron, for being a trooper. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I appreciate it. I've been a long-time listener over 10 years, and I can't help but be a patriot. My sixth great-grandfather, Constantine Clarkson, fought the British at Camden and again at Greensboro. I can't help it. But when is enough enough, Alex? When is it enough? We try emails, calls, protesting, and it does nothing. You know, I try to get
Wait a minute. We've got a president in. Most of the governors are going patriot. We're winning everywhere. Things are turning around. The globalists are trying to get violent to get us into violence because they're losing. Hold on. Let me ask John Rapoport that question, because I'm not saying you're wrong. We've been abused. We have a right to physically stand up. But you can't just do it to an institution that's full of good and bad people. You have to know how to pick your enemies, pick your times, pick your battles. I mean, are we winning? Are we losing? I mean, this is an important question. When is enough enough? I mean, I think we've really already had some big victories of late. I think the tide's turning. They want to push us into violence because I think that's the only purview they think they might win. Quite frankly, I think we'll win that too. It's just going to be a pretty serious situation. And then who knows what war will kick off with some other country, because it's like a disease. It's like a fever. Once a big violence breaks out, it tends to spread. What do you think, John Rapoport?
I think that people all over the world, Alex, have been waking up at an accelerated rate to the whole rejection of the globalist framework. And of course, it takes time. I mean, it's not like, oh, I snapped my fingers and it didn't happen overnight.
Yeah, we were asleep for decades. I mean, a lot of folks weren't asleep, but the majority were asleep for 50, 60, 70 years. You're not going to just wake up in 10 seconds. It's going to take some time.
Yeah, so you've got people in, you know, England, you've got people in other countries who are saying, wait a minute now, we don't want to be part of this globalist framework. We're beginning to see what it actually means. It isn't just, oh, it's wonderful and peace and cooperation internationally. That's not it at all. This is a tyranny over the entire planet to interconnect everything in a robotic way. Well, people are starting to see that, and they don't like it, and they don't want it. They don't want it in their own countries. So we are definitely winning.
Now, the globalists thought they were invincible in all their algorithms because humanity was asleep. As humanity awakened, in the stages of awakening, we were in a deep sleep maybe 10 years ago. We're kind of awake, getting up, getting a cup of coffee right now in my allegory. What happens when we actually go to work, you know, the next year or two, and we walk out the car or the bus or walk to work? I mean, kind of get awake and get on our hind legs. I mean, you think that's a good timeline allegory?
You bet. And I think there's going to be a lot more defections out of Silicon Valley. There's going to be
people. Oh, that's a good thing. I meant to say that a week ago myself. We're seeing all these top Facebook executives, presidents go out and say, we're dehumanizing, we hurt you, we're sorry, this bad. Why are they doing that?
Yeah, because, well, I think, you know, in some cases what's happening is they're actually waking up. They're realizing, hey, this fantasy that we had, you know, about how the information age and the internet was automatically going to take us into utopia, that was just a fantasy. You know, that was cooked up on purpose in order to pretend that we were all heading in a great direction rather than into the heart of evil. And some of those people are waking up and they don't want to be part of that. And they're talking out. You know, they realize their careers in Silicon Valley are over. So, all right, let's tell the truth. I think we're going to hear a lot more from that area.
Gosh, that's why I love John Rappaport, because I think about that at the still of the night when I'm calm, not on air under lights. I'm like, wow, defections. Why are all these top execs saying, okay, we were wrong, it's bad, we're dehumanizing you, we preyed on you, we knew it, but we didn't know how bad it would be. It's, I think they're seeing their own children. I think they go home and their kid doesn't want to talk to them. I think they understand this is death.
They do. And, you know, there's a tremendous hypocrisy that's becoming schizophrenic up there. Like these high-tech giants are sending their kids to private schools where there's a rule against having computers and cell phones.
I'm sorry. Exactly. That's the cut. It was Steve Jobs, before he died like 7 or 8 years ago, said, I don't let my children have iPads.
Right. You know, so among those people who are just complete hypocrites, there's others who are, you know, waking up and saying, gee, you know, I don't want my kid near any of these devices.
I don't want the mojo on me of billions of souls destroyed.
Exactly. I mean, there's a thing called righteous guilt, you know, which is not debilitating fantasy
guilt,
but it's real. You know, I was part of a machine that's destroying humanity, and I don't want to be any part of it, and I've got to tell the truth. We're going to hear a lot more from people like that.
Powerful. John Rappaport. Aaron, that's your response to what you said. You're on target. Go ahead.
And my other thing is I've been trying to reach out for years on YouTube, Big Hickory 357. I'm also on Facebook, Big Hickory 357. And when you were talking with Mark about people losing their job, I lost my job from my January 1st, 2015 video. And so I've been trying to get it out. I share your videos actually on my website, bighickory357.com. I even have a link to y'all's site. So
I understand, brother. That's why I talk about my own experiences. They've been keeping everybody in line by intimidation. And the truth is, somebody just got to go ahead and fill your hand. You know, wasn't a real movie, but it's an archetype, John Wayne with the four guys with guns. And they say it's a lot of talk for a fat man, a one-eyed fat man. Certain point, man, it's empowering to just say, fill your hand, let's go. And I think we've reached that point where humanity's tired of being bullied. God bless you. Kenyon in Ohio, real fast, thanks for holding. You're awesome. Thanks for joining us. You're on the air with John Rappaport.
I'd just like to give a shout out to my cousin in California, Evan, and my grandpa. But also,
say hi to Grandpa. What's Grandpa's name?
Grandpa's name's Arnold. It's Arnold Kenyon Westman, the first, and I'm the third. So
awesome.
He's watching right now. Actually. Oh, anyway, with the net neutrality, I don't know if you realize this, but there was a first iteration of that in 2005, I think, and I remember reading it. And I don't know if people read the bills of these things or the license agreements for these companies.
We try.
It's just ridiculous. And the reason why I think that it's becoming so pertinent now is with the cryptocurrencies. As the aggregation gets larger for the cryptocurrencies, those companies that say can rate the cost of the service that they're giving essentially could be ones that mediate a market if Bitcoins go global like they are now. So with information being as it is, being sold and bought, it's like it's a battle between the two. Like, I'm going to provide the content, but I don't have to pay for you to use my super servers. But I have all the computation on this end, and you have all the bandwidth on
this. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's really a battle over the future, not, oh, Obama gave us neutrality, he's taking it. That's just dumbing it down.
That's hogwash. It was hogwash from the first portions of that bill. But I think that if you've read about the global amount of energy that cryptocurrencies consume, it's going to become a real problem as far as bandwidth goes. And those companies, I think, are going to be trying to take advantage of that.
Wow, smart guy. Yeah. Well, call us back about that. I'm punching out, not because I don't want to be here. I don't want to run over John Rappaport. Straight ahead, John Rappaport. Free shipping store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com, Christmas week, huge new products there, Caveman back in stock, 50% off. Check it out, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. We couldn't do it without you. Beat the crowds, beat the traffic, InfoWarsStore.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000. 7000.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
John Rappaport here, sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour, InfoWars. Just want to reiterate what Alex was saying about Christmas savings at InfoWarsStore.com. Gigantic sales, Brain Force Silver Bullet, Survival, Select Food, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Super Blue Fluoride Free Products, Knockout, 50% off, Survival Shield, 50 off, Super Male Vitality, 50 off, DNA Force, 33% off, etc., etc. The season for giving. I don't know, why do you need to go to the mall and start looking around for crazy stuff and spend gigantic amounts of money when it's right there at InfoWarsStore.com. You support the InfoWar so that the information gets out to millions and millions more people. Massive Christmas savings at InfoWarsStore.com. So I return to my, shall I say, favorite subject? I don't know how, if that's really the word for it, but it's the medical cartel. Why do I keep harping upon the medical cartel? Why do I keep delivering you fact after fact after fact? Because the medical cartel is one of the great action arms of globalism, meaning you can't subdue an entire planet and put it under one system unless you subdue and pacify and toxify and debilitate and weaken the billions of people on the planet. That's the deal, folks. It's very hard for some people to accept or to see because their view of the medical cartel is that it's all wonderful and all saves lives and so forth. And yeah, there are really good doctors, especially emergency crisis doctors that can put people back together again in an acute crisis situation. But that is the cover. That's what's being parlayed into the false assertion that the entire medical cartel is doing the same kind of good work, and nothing could be further from the truth. No, it's an arm of globalism. 106,000 people, conservative estimate, killed by FDA-approved pharmaceuticals in the U.S. every year. That's a million per decade. A million per decade. We had a smallpox revelation recently. The FDA made an announcement about a case that it's pursuing. And in the middle of the announcement, it said the smallpox vaccine should not be given to people whose immune systems are weak. That's like one of those gems that stands out in the middle of the night sky and reveals the truth. Why? And I hope there's a whole lot of people listening in Africa right now. Hope there's a whole lot of people. Because between the years 1966 and 1980 in Africa, 100 million shots of smallpox vaccine were delivered on that continent. And millions of those people who got that shot happened to have weakened immune systems. What does that mean? That means that the vaccine causes smallpox in those people, or destroys their lives through other kinds of damage, or kills them outright. And yet, in 1980, the United Nations and the World Health Organization popped the corks on the champagne and celebrated the elimination of smallpox in the third world and said that this was the greatest medical triumph in history. You get what I'm talking about here? These are the kinds of deceptions that I'm talking about. All the medical experts agree. Do not give this vaccine to anybody whose immune system is weak. Over here, 14 years of giving millions and millions and millions of shots in Africa to people whose immune systems are weak. Now, I happen to know because I had a very credible source, molecular biologist, tell me that after the so-called celebration of eliminating smallpox in Africa in 1980, there was a super secret meeting in Geneva of the World Health Organization, at which it was decided they would never use this vaccine again. And I said to my source, why? And he said, because it caused smallpox. Get it? It caused smallpox. Now, you're not getting that on the evening news. You're not getting that in the mainstream news. You're getting that right here. You're getting the deeper truth right here. Now, you could say, oh, well, they made a mistake in Africa. You know, it's just one of those things that happens, bureaucratic confusion and whatever. You know, I have to say, I'm sick and tired of people who keep making excuses for these murderers. It's way beyond the time of making excuses. They knew. Understand? They knew very well that giving this vaccine to people whose immune systems were already weak would push them over the edge and destroy their lives. They knew that at the outset in 1966. They knew it in 1980. They know it now. It's not like you and I have this incredibly arcane knowledge that is not shared by. No. This is an open source piece of information that was known and is known to doctors all over the world. And yet they went ahead with that vaccination campaign. What does that tell you? That's called a clue. You can't have it both ways, my friends. You can't say they knew, but, you know, it was a mistake. No. If they knew, they did it on purpose. If you know the effect of something you're going to do is horrendous on the people you're going to do it to, and you do it anyway, then you know in advance. And what does that mean? That means you want to create that horrendous outcome to the people that you're doing it to. There is no other way around it. And we have to face up to that. Because you can't just expose all of this information that I've been doing, say, for the last 35 years, and then say, well, I'm going to leave intent out of the equation. I'm not going to be talking about that. We don't want to get into those deep waters. No, you have to. There's a lot more. We'll be back with your fourth hour of interview.
Heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot Apparel, Water Filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, It is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
John Rappaport back here in the fourth hour sitting for Alex. I want to mention one more time, Christmas savings, InfoWarsStore.com, BrainForce, Silver Bullet, Select Survival Food. Let me just read you everything here. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Super Blue, fluoride-free products, Knockout, Survival Shield, Super Male Vitality, DNA Force, Alpha Power, Prostaguard, all discounts, Christmas sale at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off on many of these products, 33% off. That's where you do your shopping. That's where you get great products. And in return, InfoWars carries on by presenting you with the truth. What a concept, the truth. So we're talking about the medical cartel here. Let me give you a couple of current stories that not getting the coverage that they should get. Sanofi, a gigantic pharmaceutical company, is having some problems in the Philippines. Now, I wish that people in the federal government here would pay attention because something's happening down there. Actually, the government officials are in an uproar because of a vaccine campaign using Sanofi's vaccine against dengue fever. Okay, thousands of kids have already been vaccinated in the Philippines. And all of a sudden, through an uproar in the federal government, the program is stopped. The vaccine campaign is stopped in its tracks. Why? Because somebody in the government, health ministry, figured out that Sanofi itself, the manufacturer, said, although they wouldn't want to repeat it now, this vaccine can be dangerous, might be dangerous to children who, quote, haven't contacted the dengue virus before. Here's an admission from the manufacturer. And then in the federal government of the Philippines, their own experts, I mean mainstream experts, were warning them before they started this massive dengue fever vaccine campaign to watch out, not to do it, because the safety and efficacy of the vaccine had not yet been proven. But they went ahead anyway, and now they're paying the price, and the campaign has been stopped, stopped in its tracks. That's an example that the U.S. and other countries ought to follow. Why can't they follow that? Why can't one of these senators or a whole bunch of these people get up on their hind legs and say, stop, no more. We want an investigation of the vaccine safety situation. You understand what I'm saying here? Trump hinted at it when he was elected during the campaign. He said, yes, it makes sense to see and assume there's a connection between giving vaccines and kids getting autism. He was not the only one that said it during the campaign, if you remember that Republican debate. Okay. So those people and us can just sit here and say, well, I wonder when he's going to launch the investigation. Well, maybe it's going to be never. Maybe it's up to us to present the truth loudly enough, because we're not just talking about a scientific issue here. We're talking about the destruction of human life in this country and all over the planet through the delivery of toxic elements in these vaccines like mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, injected into children, injected into babies. Never had a study, a really well-done study, comparing the vaccinated and the unvaccinated in a mainstream setting to validate all of the BS claims of the Centers for Disease Control and everybody else that, oh, these things are marvelously safe and effective. Yeah, really? Is that right? So why have they suddenly stopped this massive vaccine campaign in the Philippines? And now everybody's looking at everybody with egg on their face and saying, well, what do we do now? Yeah, well, what you do now is you look at what's in the vaccine, okay, guys? Down there in the Philippines, do we have any listeners down there? I'm sure we do. Look at what's in the vaccine. Look at the toxic elements and the chemicals. Send it out to independent labs to analyze the extraneous contamination and germs that are not supposed to be in the vaccine that are there. Let's go. If you're going to go, go all the way. The medical cartel is in the business of destroying human life and debilitating the brain and the mind for a very good reason. as I keep saying, because I want to put this in front of you so there's no mistake about what I'm talking about here. If you want to run a planet by a top-down tyranny, a.k.a. globalism, you have got to confuse, destroy, weaken, debilitate, pacify billions of people in order to make that happen. And how can you do that? By waging a covert chemical war against the entire population, a.k.a. toxic vaccines and toxic medical drugs. That is, in fact, what's happening and has been happening for a very long time. Absolutely true. Here's another piece to the puzzle. All of a sudden, out of Australia and other places comes the news. You know, the flu vaccine this year is really only about 10% effective. This is mainstream news now, admitting this out in the open. This is if you accept the whole theory of what vaccines do and so forth and so on, which I don't. But even then, they're admitting only 10% effective. Why? Well, there's a new study and everybody's climbing on board. Well, it turns out, you see, they make the flu vaccine with chicken eggs. And when you put the flu virus into the vaccine, into the chicken eggs, it mutates. And so what the vaccine is actually delivering is not the flu virus of the season that we are seeing, but some mutated form with who knows what effect, but it certainly isn't the effect of immunizing anybody. Wow. Why isn't that page one headlines on the Today Show? You're not getting that on the CBS Evening News as the lead story with a pledge from some pretty boy anchor that we are going to dig into this and look into it, investigate it, and so on and so forth. Because I'll give you a clue. Chicken eggs used to make vaccines, and they're saying that this year, very low effectiveness of the vaccine, only 10%. Really? Really? This year? Guess what? Chicken eggs have been used to make vaccines for, wait for it, 70 years. 70 years. Think about that cover-up. How long has this been going on? Well, at least 70 years. Okay. We've got more. John Rappaport here in the fourth hour for Alex. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Here in the last segment, fourth hour and four, sitting in for Alex, talking about globalist destruction of human life and how you're getting the actual news here. You're not getting it in mainstream news. Mainstream news is paralyzed. They can't tell you about this because they are in partnership with medical cartel. Not only are they being sponsored, $3.2 billion spent so far in 2017 by pharmaceutical companies, $3.2 billion on TV ads. Just TV ads, right? Gee, I wonder if there's any pharmaceutical control over the news. So just imagine that if on the NBC Nightly News, what I've been talking about here for the last 40 minutes or so, were highlighted as the main lead story with the promise that we've got our hounds, our reporters out there, folks, and we're digging into this. What's happening with the troubling stories about vaccines destroying life and medical drugs destroying life? And we're not going to stop until we get to the bottom of this and what's really going on, because we know that they know what they're doing when they destroy human life. And you can be sure that we will stay on the story. Well, the next day, everybody in that newsroom would be fired, blackballed for the rest of their lives. Pharmaceutical companies would suddenly withdraw maybe $50 million worth of advertising overnight from that giant network just to show them the power of what they can do. And everybody would capitulate. We'll never do anything like that again. That was just somebody went psychotic. I'm sorry, you know. But we don't have that problem here. We don't have that problem. We expose the psychotics. We expose the psychotics. For example, all this business about students being triggered at universities, this epidemic of so-called safe space. I've got to have my safe space, because any word you say, any gesture you make, any move could trigger me and put me into a state of horror. Therefore, I must have my hot chocolate, and I must sit in a little kiddie room and play with toys, and I can't listen to certain ideas, and my teachers have to warn me, issue a trigger warning, and blah, 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 whenever they're going to say anything, pretty much, right? Where do you think all that came from? Some months ago, I exposed the fact that on U.S. college campuses, 25%, okay, listen to this, 25% of students in the last year received a diagnosis of a mental disorder or were being treated with drugs for a mental disorder. 25%. So if you send your kids to college in this country, you're pretty much sending them to a psychiatric clinic where they will be diagnosed with a mental disorder and then prescribed toxic brain scrambling drugs. I've documented this for years. The antidepressants, the antipsychotic drugs, which are more and more being used for ordinary people with ordinary problems, the speed type drugs for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, where speed crash happens, and then depression, and then antidepressants are prescribed, and then up and down, and then bipolar is diagnosed, and then heavier drugs are given. Yeah, these kids are being driven insane by psychiatrists. And then you hear all this, I could be triggered by anything. Yeah, sure. Some of it is completely made up and ridiculous. Yes, yes. But there's some of it that is coming from being poisoned and brain assaulted by psychiatric drugs on college campuses, because it's now, the American university and college system is now a giant psychiatric industry outpost. Understand that. Things are not like they used to be, folks. I know it takes a stretch. It takes a stretch for me, too, at first. I know. This couldn't be. You mean this is happening now? How could that be? It wasn't happening when I was growing up. No, it wasn't. But the globalists are changing things. And this thing that I'm talking about on college campuses, this is being done on purpose. The psychiatrists know the effects of these drugs. They are not in the dark about it. The pharmaceutical companies that make the horrendous psychiatric drugs know about the effects of these drugs on the brain. They are not in the dark either, and they keep doing it. Don't let them off the hook. Don't say, we are the privileged few who know the truth, and these poor psychiatrists, they just haven't been let in on the story yet. Come on. Come on. Wise up. They know, and they're doing it anyway. They're poisoning your children. Straight out. Straight into the brain. Brain poison. That's the way it's being done on college campuses. And in society in general, but particularly 25%, one out of four. I mean, can you imagine? Kids are bouncing off the walls at these places. And how does this all start? This has been documented. The stories have been told. I've been looking into this for a very long time as a reporter. A kid starts out with a problem at college, can't study, what's going on with all these courses? I've never had so much homework in my life. I don't know what to do. What major shall I choose? How do I approach the opposite sex and date and this and that? And what about social relationships in the dorm? And, you know, okay. Kid gets a little bit overwhelmed, doesn't know what to do, goes to see somebody in the counseling office. at one time, there would be a conversation. There would be a little bit of help, perhaps, you know, some tutoring, whatever, orientation that this is, you know, how what college is all about and whatever, whatever, advice. No, now it's like, boom, referral to a psychiatrist, prescription written, diagnosis of a mental disorder made. Drugs, 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 drugs. Chemical warfare. That's what it is, folks. The drugs are chemical warfare. Straight out. Part of the plan. Absolutely part of the plan. Want to destroy a country? Destroy the young. These people will never be the same. Think about that. These students, they get out of college, they've been diagnosed with one or two mental disorders, they've been on drugs constantly, debilitating, brain scrambling drugs. You think when they graduate, all of a sudden they're just going to say, hooray, I'm now free of all of that? No, they're going to go through their whole lives, both psychologically and chemically dependent. Want to destroy a country, you destroy the young. So it may interest you to know, and again, I've documented this six ways from Sunday over the years, that in the Bible of the psychiatric profession called the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, published by the American Psychiatric Association, with new updated editions every few years, right? They list all of the supposed official psychiatric mental disorders. At last count, there were roughly 300 of them. Really, 300 different mental disorders. Are you kidding? In not one of these cases is there a defining diagnostic test for none of the listed so-called mental disorders. Is there a defining diagnostic test like a brain scan, a genetic assay, a blood test, a urine test, a hair test? Nothing. Zero. If you don't believe me, be my guest. Read it and weep. There will be more. But for now, that's it. Thanks so much. In the fourth hour here, InfoWars. We'll see you next time.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it.